I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It's really sad when Joe Biden tries to portray himself as a family figure. You mentioned his grandchildren, his other six grandchildren. Well, one of them is scarred for life because she got hung up in the Biden family influence peddling. We found out about her through a bank violation called a suspicious activity report. They were funneling money that they were laundering through shell companies down to one of his grandchildren.
Do you think these grandchildren
from being in Joe Biden's name and to evade taxes? So this is not a good role model for how grandparents should be.
No, I would not say it was. That is House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Kentucky, James Comer, talking about as we began to look at the Biden situation and all the money, how it was being funneled, how it was being put in various LLCs, including those of his grandchildren, that does not set a good example. It's the Biden crime family way. But it does not protect his children going forward. We have a lot to cover. Glad to have you back with us. First of all, let me take a moment to thank Susie Moore, Managing Deputy Editor of Red State, for filling in for me last week. I certainly appreciate it. She did an excellent job, as you well know. And we hope to have another great program for you today. This Comer Oversight Committee hearing, the Jim Jordan Judiciary Committee hearing, and others underway right now in Congress, in the House, are not going to go away. Neither is what's happening in the Senate. Now, they don't have the votes in the Senate to get everything they want done. Is the House moving closer to an impeachment of Joe Biden? I just came back from Vegas. It's a betting town. I should have looked to see if they have a bet on that, because I would have put a ton of money on it to say, yeah, they are going to file an indictment. Now, let me remind you again, an indictment is only a grand jury type investigation and a bill that the person should be bound over for trial, which means it goes to the Senate, where the actual trial takes place. And as it stands right now, I say right now, it's not likely Joe Biden will be impeached. They are, in the meantime, doing everything they can to slur and slander, as you well know, Donald Trump, over clandestine papers that he apparently should not have had. He might have displayed and rolled around in front of people. Claimed they were classified. Maybe it was just blustering. Nobody really knows the facts on that story other than they have them on audio recording. Look at this. Look at that. Millie said that this is an invasion of Iraq. They never apparently looked at it, to our knowledge. They never saw if that's what it was. It might have been a plan for building a sanitation water plant somewhere in the Middle East. But that's all they need to know. He was waving them around. And for that, they're not going after him for a violation of Presidential Records Act, because then you've got to snare Obama, Biden, who has mishandled papers, and, of course, President Ford did the same. And then beyond and above that, Hillary Benghazi Clinton and everything she put on her email server. Everything she put on her email server was not turned over for inquiry. You know why? She and her attorneys got together and decided this is legitimate state business. We'll give it to them. But the rest of it, we can wipe out. That's not the way justice system works. You don't get to decide what's valid and what's not. The prosecutor decides. But the FBI, glad to be in the pocket of Hillary Clinton, Hillary and Bill Clinton, went along with it. Didn't make any noise. Said, okay, that's what you want to say. We'll go ahead and go along with that. There's nothing on there but talks about getting drapes done for the bedroom, planning Chelsea's wedding, yoga classes. Let me riddle this. Do you think, bear with me, do you think Hillary Clinton has ever taken a yoga lesson? Does she know what downward dog is? Not, don't go there. I'm just asking. That's a yoga position. I'm just asking. But she made the determination what she would or what she would not give to everyone. Now, the other question that comes to mind in all of this, if this investigation is underway, we still have to look at the Biden investigation. And Brett Baer of Fox was raising a question again about to the IRS investigator that's come forward, Shapley, as to what do you know, what do you think you can prove, what answer are we getting?
Let's just start at the beginning. Why are you doing this?
Because every taxpayer deserves to be treated fairly, and you know, it was my oath of office to make sure that that happens. And you know, we wouldn't meet our mission as an agency with IRS criminal investigation, and we'd really lose the trust of the people of the United States if we didn't ensure that everyone was treated fairly.
So for the people who say this is, you know, some planted Republican who's trying to affect, you know, the upcoming election or has some motivation, what do you say to them?
Just simply the facts are the facts, and I've, in my past, I've voted for both D's and R's, and you know, politics are irrelevant when I'm conducting my job.
As it should be. Be you an IRS agent, an FBI agent, politics should not come into the decision of how you conduct your job. But we know otherwise, don't we? We know the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS has all been weaponized at the higher levels. But those down below say, I don't like what's happening here. This is not the American way. I may not like the guy, but you don't put him in prison for some fictitious story you want to create. Brett Baer was asking the questions specifically about something sharply the IRS agent had observed on October 22nd.
This is a moment in which the Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, according to you, had made this disclosure on October 7th, 2022, meeting with top IRS and FBI officials, saying what?
So I was there and I witnessed this personally, and he started with, he's not the deciding person on whether or not charges are filed or not.
Not the deciding person on whether charges are filed with Hunter Biden.
That's correct.
Who was?
So ultimately this, if you follow the path of where the venue leads you, they went to the DC U.S. Attorney's Office in March of 2022, and they presented this case to them. At the same time of that, same time as that was occurring, they requested discovery from the agents, which is a typical step when they're getting ready to charge. Now, I wasn't in those meetings. I asked to be in those meetings, as did the case agent, so we didn't help present to them. But after that occurred, he was no longer looking to charge.
No longer looking to charge. Following that meeting, October 7, 2022. Well, there's something that smells rotten, does it not? Let's continue that line of thought, because Baer says in his own reaction, he says what you and I are now thinking.
That's earth-shattering news. It's a Biden-appointed D.C. U.S. Attorney, Matthew Graves, would not allow him to charge in his district.
So I didn't learn that fact until October 7th of 2022, so looking back to March of 2022. And that's when David Weiss, in October 7th, 2022, said that the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office had will not allow us to charge there. And then he added that he would request special he requested special counsel authority and was denied. In that meeting, I even had him repeat that because I knew how important that fact was, and I wanted to make sure I understood it.
You were there, and you remember it crystal clear in your mind.
Not only do I remember it crystal clear, but I documented it. The email that's an exhibit in the House Ways and Means Committee testimony was when I returned home that evening, I documented it in an email, and it's an exhibit. You can look right on there. And I sent that email to two senior executives, one of which was at that meeting, and I said, is this accurate reflection of what occurred during the meeting? And the response was, you covered it all. So there are other things in that email to include that he needed to go to California, and he had gone to California to request a charge there. And then he even opines that if they declined to allow charges, that he would have to request special counsel authority from the Deputy Attorney General or Attorney General.
Speaking of the Attorney General, he was asked specifically about this.
Mr. Weiss had, in fact, more authority than a special counsel would have. He has complete, he had and has complete authority, as I said, to bring a case anywhere he wants in his discretion.
But you're saying, this, he's saying that wasn't the case.
Look, you know, I presented the facts to the House Ways and Means Committee, and they're corroborated, and another whistleblower says the same thing. So, you know, there is a disparity there, but I was there, I remember it, and I can vouch for exactly what's written there today is what happened.
Now, of course, James Comey, when he talked to the FBI, when he was in the FBI, he talked to President Trump. He left the meeting and wrote down a lot of hasty notes. And no one questioned the validity of those notes. They're questioning Merrick Garland. And any notes are made about him. Let me break that down to you. But I want to go back to the fact briefly how Joe Biden, all-American man, loves his family, cares about his family, and how he's gotten his children, his grandchildren, pulled into an international scheme.
The evidence is more apparent every day. And to listen to Joe Biden talk about family values, or to listen to Joe Biden talk about criminal justice reform or policy where he wants to hire more IRS employees to go after tax cheats or have more gun laws to go after people that possess firearms, and his own son pled guilty to two tax evasion charges and one illegal possession of firearms. I mean, this is a terrible example of leadership in the White House, and surely to good the American people are seeing that, and we can get fresh new leadership next year in the presidential election.
We certainly hope so, not only in the White House, but in the House, maintain and gain the Senate. Now, the other thing he said was that all of this has been evident, but nobody's done anything about it. You know why? Let me read you a piece from Ellie Parnell. She is the managing editor of The Federalist. She says, if agencies are so powerful that their work to protect political allies and topple their challengers continues unabated by the electoral process, we're not a functioning republic. That makes us a third-rate dictator, banana republic, if that. She goes on to point out the IRS investigations after the sensational whistleblower investigations you were just hearing a moment ago from one of them, Shapley, how the Department of Justice systemically blocked an IRS investigation into Joe Hunter's case and diverted agents from examining the incriminating evidence against his presidential father. You think you would get the same treatment? You're not that kind of fool. I know you're not. The other point keep in mind here is if you follow the trail of money, it's going to lead back to Joe Biden. I don't care how many LLCs you put up, how many of your grandchildren you ensnare in your scheme, it's all going to come back to you. Those grandchildren had nothing to do with anything. They didn't know where the money came from. They didn't know the source. The question still is, does Garland deserve impeachment for his assortment of abuses? I'd say yes. And I'd also say, do you want to roll over on Biden and save yourself? Because here's the dividing line Garland's going to have to face. Either Joe Biden is going to make Garland his sacrificial lamb, put him on the altar and gut him, or his son Joe, his son Hunter. Now, Hunter has already taken some claim of responsibility. Oh, I made mistakes on my taxes. $2 million mistake? And who paid that? One of his daddy's high-influence friends out in California. You should be so lucky to have a great friend in California with a lot of money willing to step up and pay any IRS bill you have. And when it came to the felony charge, of which many minority men are in prison because they bought a gun under false pretense, lying about drug use, you think they're happy with this decision? This does not win votes for the minority community. It tells them only a white rich guy like Joe Biden can get away with it. Coming up, we're going to look at this and also some bad things at the SOP. Lock and load, ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington. A crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world, cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I've been holding it so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, I regret to tell you that over the weekend we had another spate of violence on July 4th weekend. And of course, coming to the top immediately without even checking facts, you've got the liberals rushing forward claiming we need more gun control laws. They will not point out to you that in these shootings that happen over the weekend, and they're tragic, don't get me wrong, they're tragic in many ways, but what they will not tell you is that they were in mostly Democrat-run cities, and they were block parties. It's not clear if it had anything to do with anything other than a shooter went on a rampage. The story that's buried, however, is they shout more gun control laws, more tightening of gun controls. A report from the Daily Mail says the alleged gunman who killed five in Philadelphia on the eve of Independence Day was a cross-dresser who supported Black Lives Matter. Have you heard that anywhere on their state-controlled media? The shooter, a cross-dresser who supported Black Lives Matter, seen it anywhere? Of course not. Of course not. But you got Joe Biden immediately proclaiming it's a shame and what's happened. And it is. Don't get me wrong. It's a loss of life is a loss of life. But the bottom line again is he wants to use it as an example to come out and say we need more gun control laws. Maybe we need to take guns away from transgenders or Black Lives Matter. Would that be a reason? It really wouldn't, but I'm asking. And then, of course, we have the other story that's going around, and that is a movie that got released. And the star of the movie, or that appears in the movie, I want you to hear some of her remarks, because Oscar winner Mira Sorvino is imploring you to see The Sound of Freedom. It's about child sex trafficking. It is a very difficult movie to watch. I've seen some clips of it. But it is, again, another example of what we have under the Biden administration. So the Academy Award-winning actress Mira Sorvino says you need to see The Sound of Freedom. She stars alongside actor John Cavizzi, who was with those in Jesus, in the movie Jesus. She said, there are those who might describe it as political, but she says, and I quote her, it is not a political movie. It is a beautiful, inspiring film, an uplifting ending that should ignite a fire in every viewer's head to get involved, to end child abuse trafficking. 1 million kids a day. 1 million kids a day. She goes on to say, to get really involved in ending child trafficking at 2 million a day, you need to see this film. Now, why do we have 2 million a day suddenly that are victims of child trafficking in this nation? I was watching one of the news shows, a cop-type show yesterday, National Geographic, and this man is stopped in New York City. He has his wife and their child, and there's another young woman with him. Young girl, maybe 12, 13. They said, well, we're taking her to see her father. Well, there were no papers to show that he had permission to travel with a 13-year-old girl. And finally, they get the girl aside and talk to her in Spanish because she didn't understand English. It became very clear she didn't know this guy. She was just told that he would take her to her father. Now, the story concluded without absolutely knowing for sure that the child was a member of child trafficking. We've mentioned this before. Ever since day one that we opened our southern border, how in the hell does Joe Biden sleep at night knowing drugs are constantly coming across the border and children in sex trafficking? In the beginning, we were doing DNA testing. But now there's so many coming across, we don't have any way to DNA test. And what if they claim, well, it's not my child, it's my brother's child. And yet there's no DNA test that might prove direct because the child is of another mother. And yet there might still be some way, but they don't have time to do that. And if the child is too young to speak, good luck with that understanding. It is possible, you have to acknowledge this, it is possible that there's some families in the Triangle, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, that had turned their children over to cartels, believing that if they get to America, they'll have a better job and a better life. That they really sincerely believe that. They are sincerely wrong. That child will be abused repeatedly on the trip and when they get here, and maybe not even decades from now, we'll begin to get stories of some of these children who were brought here as immigrants and being shipped off to parents, grandparents. They didn't know them. They had a phone number in their pocket. They called the number. Were you expecting this child? Yes. They put her on a bus, and the Joe Biden administration ends up sending them to a sex den for the rest of their lives and maybe their death. It's not just girls, it's boys. And they may be kept for a period of time alive, undergoing horrendous, horrendous imaginable things. And then when they get to be too old, they'll be dispatched. They'll be looking for more younger children. This is why in this program, one of our missions is to constantly fight woke predators. Woke predators are the ones that prey upon these children's minds that are already in this country and saying that, you know, you need to change your lifestyle. You're not happy with the way you are. You would change your lifestyle. We get you into basic puberty blocking and eventually surgery for life. Put you on drugs the rest of your life. We are abusing those children almost as severely as these coming across the border illegally. And those children that survived these incidents, unfortunately, the pattern exists that when a child is a victim of a pedophile, that child grows up to be the same kind of person. If you see a child that looks like there might be something different, strange about how they're reacting to the parent around them, speak up. I don't mean you make a big deal of it. I mean, parents and kids are always kind of feuding and fighting. You have to understand that. But don't just be so callous and indifferent that, well, it's a common child issue. It's not in some cases. That's part of my sermon for today, but of course, it's a pretty big part of the sermon every day on this program. Defend the unborn, protect our child from woke predators, and always, always, always praise America, family, and God. So coming up, explain to me, riddle me this, how did cocaine get in the West Wing of the White House? Hot enough for you? Tired of hearing that question? It's certainly hot enough to damage your lawn and plants. Allen Outdoor Solutions can put in an irrigation system, save your landscaping, and save you from having to drag hoses in this heat. I've known Steve Allen for years. That's why I put my name with Allen Outdoor Solutions. Call 314-647-4800. 647-4800. Check the website, see everything Steve can do for you. AllenOutdoorSTL.com. You can spend a lot of restless nights trying to figure out how you're going to make all those credit card payments. Why not consolidate all your debt into one manageable payment? My friends at Homestead Financial Mortgage can help with a cash-out refinance. Contact them today. Take the first step in regaining your financial freedom. Use my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. Take charge of your financial future. Go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com. This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beal has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired.
Homeowner, business owner, call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
A surprising discovery at the White House, a bag of suspicious white powder believed to be cocaine.
That's right. It was found in an area accessible to tour groups, and the president and his family were out of town at the time. Now the Secret Service is, of course, investigating. Skylar Henry has the latest from the White House.
Hey there, good morning. The substance, which is believed to be cocaine, was found Sunday evening during a routine check by Secret Service, sparking a precautionary closure of the White House complex. DC Fire was called to investigate and quickly determined the item to be non-hazardous and performed preliminary field tests, which tested positive for cocaine. Now, the president and his family were not home at the time, having left for Camp David on Friday, returning back here to the White House on Tuesday. According to two law enforcement officials briefed, the bag of powder was found in a work area of the West Wing that could have been accessible to many people, including staff, visitors, and even tourists. Yesterday, the Secret Service issued a statement saying the item was sent for further evaluation, and they are investigating the cause and manner of how it entered the White House. The Secret Service will lead a full review, which includes going over entrance logs and consulting cameras to determine who had access to the space altogether.
I know this first leap to conclusion is where was Hunter Biden? Now let me caution you this. We can't say it's Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden does have an extensive use of cocaine. We know that by his laptop. It was found in a work area of the White House. And what they mean by a work area is not really clear at this point. I've been looking at additional confirmation for it. And all they're saying, it was a workhouse found, a workhouse in the area found Sunday. And, of course, they're testing it, as you heard. It was a brief shakedown at the White House after found by Secret Service officers on the ground floor of the West Wing, which houses the Oval Office and offices of some of the president's top aides and support staff. So when they say a work area, you might think they mean a construction zone. That's not what they mean. They mean on the west ground floor of the White House, which houses the Oval Office and offices of the president's top aides and support staff. It was found near an entrance where visitors taking tours are directed to leave their phones. The White House frequently giving tours of the West Wing, often at night over the weekend. Now, riddle me this. Do you really think that a common citizen would be able to sneak cocaine inside the White House? Seriously. Well, then they might as well be sneaking a gun in, because there are dogs right there at each checkpoint. So they called the Columbia Fire Department. Determined it was cocaine. An additional test took place last night. In recording of a radio message from the D.C. Fire Chairman hazmat personnel responding, a first responder could be heard saying the substance tested positive for cocaine hydrochloride. That message was posted by the website OpenMHZ, which records and activates radio dispatches by police, fire, and EMS agencies. The Secret Service is now leading a full review of how the substance got into the White House, and we all know that we trust the White House Security Service totally nowadays, do we not? Like all of our other government agencies, it's been tainted by what the DOJ and what Eric Garland has done, Merrick Garland, and FBI Director Comey. So the now looking at cameras and entrance logs. How would you sneak a bag of cocaine into the West Wing of the White House and not be detected? Would you have it down your trousers leg and just kind of drop it as you went in? Would you be going into the White House knowing you're carrying cocaine at that time? Did you get in there and realize, oh my God, I forgot I got this cocaine. Get rid of it. All those scenarios are possible. But that's not the real issue I see. I see that someone in the West Wing brought that cocaine in a way that they were not subject to normal security. Am I saying it's Hunter? Nope, not saying that. But what I am saying, somebody with that access to the West Wing went inside the Oval Office area and those West Wing offices and had a little bit there for a little, little bathroom run occasionally, wiping the nose clean when they came out. Or maybe it was an innocent mistake. Maybe they thought it was powdered sugar. They picked it up by mistake. It could happen. I mean, I'm allowing all these possibilities when in my heart of hearts, I think I know how I got in there. But that's speculation. Now, we don't like to necessarily speculate, but the very fact that this Hunter Biden laptop showed him on these cocaine binges constantly, and that he was snorting, smoking, sniffing off of nude bodies, and women hand feeding him from time to time. Once you're hooked into that stuff, it's not that easy to walk away. And it's just that short of moving to additional drugs as well. If you want to believe that Hunter Biden had nothing to do with the cocaine, you have every right to believe that at this point. Howsoever, if in fact it is proven, if someone actually can do the digging, and as some of the FBI agent whistleblowers that have already been talking to Senators Grassley and Johnson come forward with information that proves Hunter Biden brought it in, there goes his probation period on the gun control laws. Right there. There goes his bail revocation for the other laws. Of course, this is all still speculation. We're a long ways from it. And aside from what was happening with the West Wing and cocaine, I had my own dilemma facing me at the WSOP World Series of Poker this weekend.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, that was my reaction when I walked into Napoli C, now open on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. And Napoli C is like walking into a two-level submarine. Fish just outside the portholes. The menu is going to be filled with various seafood, lobster, crab. Good luck with choosing. Napoli C is now open on the streets of St. Charles. Join me at any Cafe Napoli. Clayton, Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, are right next door, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, for those of you who are not poker players, you may not be aware that this is a big event that's underway in Las Vegas, starting late May. It runs for about 85 different events. 85 different events. Some of them are really big. The biggest one considered for prestige is the bracelet, for the WSOP bracelet. Now, what makes that so distinctive is that you get one shot at it. It's a freeze-out tournament. It's $10,000 entry. Now, you get the big guys that won a lot of money, Phil Hellmuth, who won another one over the weekend. I think that makes him now, let me check here, that makes him now the tournament leader in all rings and bracelets. He won it on an online thing with 17th World Series of Poker bracelet win. And then you've got the big event that started today. You have other events underway. You have chances to win to get in cheaper than the $10,000. And there are many events that are costing a lot more than $10,000. And then some you can enter again and again. But if it's $10,000 for an entry and you can enter it again and again, somebody like Phil Hellmuth or Phil Ivey or Negrano, if you know those names, and they're cut out early, they just fire another. They could put $400,000 into the thing, 40 different buys. The money prize can range from $8 to $12 million. They had something the other day called the Gladiator, which had something like 6,000 entries. Now, that's a $300 entry, and I don't know how many that includes actual players. And a guy from St. Louis, Jason Smith, I want to make sure it's Smith, ended up winning that $500,000. That's a big event. I participated on behalf of my club in an event for a $15,000 event. Freeze out. Once you're out, you're out. You can't come back in. There were around 3,800 players. I went out 150. Not a lot of money at 150. Between the two bounties I got, the money I collected, maybe $2,400, something like that. But here is what burned me up from the beginning. This is the first time I'd been there for the opening event, for this particular event. So this would have been last Wednesday when Susie was filling in for me so graciously, or Thursday. They'd had numerous events prior to that time. They bring a winner of a previous series of bracelet rings and so forth up to introduce him. Great accolades for the guy. Certainly deserves it. And then we all stand to sing the national anthem. And I'm looking around and there's, where's the flag? There is no U.S. flag. It's not on the screen. It's not on the stand. Where is it? Well, we all kind of join in singing with the instrumental to some extent. And when it's over, I go immediately to one of the supervisors. Where's the flag? Well, some people might consider it offensive. Hey, this is being held in the U.S. of A. The U.S. flag should be shown. Now, if you want to bring up a guy that's won something for his country, then you display his flag properly in accordance with U.S. laws for the American flag. And if I go to Germany or France, I expect them to put their flag up front, not mine. I did that to two or three others, and each of them said, hey, you're preaching to the choir. I know. We're going to start doing it tomorrow. Tomorrow, that means there have been 7 to 8 days or more already go by. You have not shown the U.S. flag during the national anthem. I was PO'd, and I went to anyone and everyone and collaring them. And I'm going to write something direct to the World Series of Poker about it. And we're going to continue talking about it on this program and in commentary tomorrow. And I'll probably talk about it again on Friday with Vic Jovic and Ken Thundersteeler Williams. Because you cannot have an event in the U.S. of A. and worry about, if we put up the American flag, it might offend someone. I don't really give a damn if it offends someone. If they're playing in our country, this is the U.S. of A. It's our flag. You can show their flag if they won something. and properly displayed against our flag, but you do not take away their flag. And on top of that, why are you singing the national anthem if you're not putting up the U.S. flag? Stupidity reigns at the World Series of Poker this time around. I'm not just a sore loser, but I am sore about this. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.